This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. President Obama is scheduled to deliver his sixth State of the Union on Tuesday. And ahead of that, he's been on a publicity tour, unveiling policies he plans to promote in that speech. Today's stop, Baltimore, where the president talked about paid sick leave and the fact that some 40 million workers in this country don't have it. The president's calling on Congress. He's also calling on states and cities to make it possible for workers to earn up to 7 sick days a year. From Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the economics of calling in sick.
Amanda Rothschild got a surprise visit from President Obama today. He came to her cafe in Baltimore to talk up paid sick leave. Rothschild is co-owner of Charmington's, a small business where workers can earn up to 96 hours of paid time off each year.
You end up with a more loyal employee base, you end up with lower turnover, and your employees really want to work for you.
And you don't have sick people handling customers' food and money. Those are the benefits. What about the costs? One study looked at Connecticut after it required many employers to offer paid sick leave. Almost two-thirds of businesses reported little or no increase in their overall costs. 11% said costs went up by 3% or more.
3% is terrible in this environment.
Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business. He says higher labor costs could force employers to cut other benefits or create fewer jobs.
You got 3% increase in your costs, no increase in your revenues from inflation, and of course we have lousy growth, and so 3% could put them out of business.
Many employers also worry workers will abuse paid sick time and head to the beach. But sociologist Ruth Milkman, who co-wrote the Connecticut study, says there's no evidence of that.
What we found is that people typically do not use the full allotment that they're entitled to. On the average, they use about half of what they earn.
She says people tend to treat leave as insurance and save it for when they really need it. Then there are those who may fear a penalty at work, even if they qualify for paid leave. Advocates say it'll take a cultural shift to change that. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.